MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Did you ever use any other banned substances like testosterone, cortisone, or human growth hormone?
Yes.
Yes or no? In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
In your opinion, was it humanly possible to win the Tour de France without doping seven times in a row?
Not in my opinion.
I don't think they were just sketchy. I think they were extra sketchy.
All right, without a doubt, a lot of opinions flying around all over the web and every social media site you can possibly imagine. Lance Armstrong confessing to doping. Performance-enhancing drug use, not a surprise. I think everybody expected that was going to happen, especially after the report from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. This was a done deal. Here's the thing. We are a nation that forgives, but are we willing to forgive yet another liar, liar, liar who sucked us in, who made us fall in love with him, who, I know... Hey, we're all human. Is it fair to, you know, put people on these pedestals? 855-266-5283. That's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is a snapshot, a glimpse of what people are talking about, without a doubt. Whether you like cycling, could care less about sports, know who Lance Armstrong is. He transcended the sport. He's like Tiger Woods transcending golf. We know the fall from grace for Tiger Woods and what was his Achilles heel. The Achilles heel here is a little bit different with Lance Armstrong because this has to do with victories. All seven Tour de France's were naturally snagged away from him, as you all know. He's been asked to give up his Olympic medal as well. And the question becomes kind of twofold. Why even do the interview? Now, if he had done this beforehand, if when he was accused of all these things, he just cop to it, I think it'd have a different result, a different effect on a lot of people. Remember, he retired and then came back to the sport again and finished his last ever race in the Tour de France in 2010. He seemed to think if he didn't have the comeback that he wouldn't have gotten caught in all of this because he was that prickly guy that a lot of people didn't like. He said that. And maybe it made a difference, the fact that he came back. It's weird because we've had two different athletes at two different points in careers, too, by the way. One who's a mega superstar, one on his way to probably going to the NFL. You go from the Lance Armstrong story to another story, Manti Te'o, and this crazy hoax about a girlfriend who died of leukemia, and everybody's following the story because he's up for a Heisman, and then he's in the national title game. And it turns out it was all a lie and just a crazy thing. And once it was published, now the media has descended on him. And once again, social media, that's what he has in common with Lance Armstrong. Everybody has an opinion. We talked to Dave Shields, who's a cycling expert and has covered many, many Tour de France's. You might have caught him on CNN and some of the other television networks. And I asked him a couple of things because I think now what's going to happen is all the people that Lance slammed, called them liars and other strong things, when they were interviewed and asked about doping and whether or not he doped, I think a lot of lawsuits are going to come out of this. Frankie Andreo's wife, Betsy Andreo, was just branded as an outcast because she was there back in the 90s when he was in the hospital when he was undergoing all that cancer stuff and they were discovering what was going on with him. And he listed out the things that he was taking, the EPO and all this other stuff. So there she was. She heard the info. And when she was asked about it, she told the truth. And she told her husband she didn't want him on any of those drugs, none of them. She didn't want to take him him taking any of them. She was branded, as I said, as the outcast. So maybe the Andrews, I asked Dave Shields about this, would they be likely candidates to sue?
I definitely do believe there'll be a lot of lawsuits. Specifically, I don't really expect it from the Andreos. I don't know Betsy, but I do know Frankie. And I can't say that he wouldn't do it, but I just don't see him doing it. He, not just Frankie, but most of the guys that were compete at that level, they're a gritty sort of a lot. They've been through a lot, and they look at life in a very realistic way, and they tend to say, you know what, that's the way it is. It's behind me. I'm not gonna try to live backwards. And I really do think that that's kind of where Frankie will probably come from.
The other thing that we talked about is moving forward, will the sport survive this bounce from Armstrong and others who were cheating, who were doping? Is there a chance the sport will really, really get cleaned up?
The biological passport is working. It makes it nearly impossible to... good news is, and Lance actually alluded to this, and I feel strongly in the same direction. The biological passport is working. It makes it nearly impossible to for somebody to dope, because the only way you can dope, the only way you can use any sort of dope is by using cycling, meaning that you've got to be on it and then you've got to get off it. And when they're using the biological passport, they're monitoring your blood parameters and your physiological parameters all the time. There's no way that you can cycle when they're always monitoring you like that. So I think that they've finally found a method that makes it pretty difficult or impossible to dope.
All right, by the way, the second part of this interview airs on the OWN network, the part where Oprah's talking to Armstrong. They sat down for over 2.5 hours. Armstrong said he started doping in the mid-90s, but didn't when he finished his third in his comeback attempt. Anti-doping people have said nothing short of a confession under oath, not talking to any talk show host, no matter who it is, could prompt any kind of a reconsideration of Armstrong's lifetime ban from sanctioned events. He's also talked in discussions with the people at the anti-doping agency. They had the 1,000-page report that took him down in October, including that testimony from about 11 to 12 former teammates, and really led to the stripping of the tour titles. Furthering that, he lost all his endorsements. He had to walk away from Livestrong and was just stripped this week of his bronze medal from the 2000 Olympics. So then it becomes a question of, could he provide information that could get his ban reduced to 8 years? By then he would be 49. He returned to triathlons, where he began his professional career as a teen after he retired from cycling in 2011, and has told people he's desperate to get back to do that. I think what's happened is most people are saying, listen, he was wrong, he cheated, there was no excuse. He's looking for redemption. Did he succeed in getting redeemed at least a little bit? I don't know. What do you think? Call us up later this hour, 855-266-2283. Next, we're going to Norway to talk to my pal, Saul Album, the financial guru of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 17, 2013. Gold opened up at $1,682.60. An ounce of gold can be purchased for $1,724.41, half ounce for $862.21, and a quarter ounce for $431.10. That's $1,724.41, $862.21 for a half ounce, and $431.10 for a quarter ounce.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side of America Tonight. We're going to go to Norway now to talk to my pal Saul Albom, financial guru of America Tonight. Big, big, big day on the U.S. market, without a doubt. A lot of people happy about some of the stocks rising. Best day for a lot of people in 5 years, they're saying. Hey, Saul, how you doing?
Very good, Kate. Very good. Market's up. No one's getting shot up at school, and no trillion-dollar coins. I mean, what else could you want in life?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, what do you attribute to that? Somebody said to me one time, this is an interesting thing to talk about. So I can, if I'm like the wise Buddha, and I'm a former Federal Reserve chairman, let's say, and, you know, like Alan Greenspan, and I decide I'm going to go talk to a group of people at Columbia or Harvard and tell them how crappy the economy is and how there's not going to be a turnaround, I can really affect the markets. It is about negative news really pushes out negative results while positive news pumps out positive results. So there is that whole fear thing that happens in the market. I don't like that, Saul. I don't understand. Please explain. Should it just be about earnings? Can't it just be about earnings and how a company's doing, not about whether or not somebody falls off a financial cliff or some other thing happens?
Well, Kate, this is where, this is why I sent over our little show note package, and I called it the end of history, because at this point in time, everything is affected by what Ben Bernanke does. He's driving the bus. He's the chairman of every company. And that's your answer. So let me give you another example, and we'll lead up into this. I was reading a book on the asset inflation in France in the 1790s. And it turns out that, of course, just like how the Weimar Republic had their hyperinflation, brought in Hitler, that's how Napoleon got in there, too. Well, after the revolution, they printed a bunch of money, and boom, Napoleon. So in the critique of that, they say, and they learned this from in 1795, that when you hand over the power to create money in fiat currency to the government, when you hand over the right to create money, you hand over your life. You hand over everything. Everyone out here, me, you, all of our listeners, we spend the vast majority of our time working for money, thinking about money, investing money, building our skills for money. And who controls the supply and the value and the velocity and the regulations around money? That now it's the government's.
Yeah.
So everything, you know, gay marriage, gun control, all this is just a sideshow. It's just kabuki theater. Everything revolves around how they decide what the price of money would be through the amount and the interest rates. And we handed it over to them. They control not everything, but just about everything. So that's why. Right now, the central banks of the world own their balance sheets alone, not even including the manipulation through interest rates and rules and regulations. Their balance sheets alone account for 35% of all assets in the world.
Wow.
35%. 35%.
Wow. Still a lot.
Yeah. So that is why when the governors speak, the world says, okay, yes, sir, can I have another? Whatever, yes, okay. That's it, Kate. I mean, we are in a time of history, Kate, unlike any other. Before I came on and I said, you know, we're going to have inflation. We're probably going to have inflation. We're going to have some deflation, inflation. I'm modifying the theory as of now, Kate, of what's happening. Okay, and that is we are in an unprecedented time in history. When the debts of the major nations in the world have never been higher versus the economies, the printing has never been as much, and the deficits have never been as high in all of human history. Altogether, we are completely in uncharted territory. There is no historical guide for what is going to happen. There's nothing. We don't know. Kate, I've looked at the last 50 cases of hyperinflation. There's, and each one has gone up and down. We could blame it on war. We can blame it on this. Okay. But when Japan is circling a black hole, when the European Central Bank has more debt, has more, assets that it's bought up and printed more money than we have. Okay, when we're going nuts with the dollar. Okay. When the Swiss themselves have printed up upwards of 100% of their GDP to control their currency too. I mean, there is nothing out there, and we are boats. We're like little dinghies on the ocean of capital that these guys are printing out, and that's we don't know. And I don't think we're going to have inflation for a while because they can control prices. But this is going to be a really bumpy ride, Kate. So
yeah, no kidding.
Hold on to your hat.
Your big line to me and Saul, folks, does like the best job. He's the best prepper ever. And you have a big headline: money supply just went up 23%.
Yes. Since the M2, okay, just went up 23% quarter on quarter at the end of midnight, December 31st. Yeah. We had it just came out and no one printed any news about it. So quarter on quarter change. Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have to keep doing that. According to even the CBO, we're going to be borrowing about $1.15 trillion. That was for last year, $1.5 trillion, 32% of the budget. So, 32% of all spending last year in just the federal government alone was borrowed at $1.1 trillion, 32%. We're going to have to borrow a minimum of 1.1, and that's assuming that's the government's own numbers for next year. And then 2014 is going to be interesting. It's going to be about $2.1 trillion in borrowing we're going to have to do.
Wow, borrowing. And, you know, speaking of borrowing, we hear all this nonsense about the debt ceiling and weigh in our minds, well, you know, the bill comes due and Obama says, hey, listen, we gotta, if we don't pay our creditors, you know, who are we? But at what point are we, do we top out to the place of no return? I mean, are we already stuck in the black hole? Can we really get up to like $20 trillion and survive that?
The answer is we're going to find out, because Japan's in that same spot right now. They, if their sovereign rates are about 1%, and they owe, gosh, I just didn't put this in the show notes, they owe about 20 times or 25 times revenue. So the bottom line is when they have to pay 2% interest rates, okay, up from their 1%, they'll consume 65% of their federal budget, just 2%. Okay, so when we hit $20 trillion and we'll have to pay 5%, which is normal, we'll be paying $1 trillion a year in interest rates. So we will see what will happen, because at that point, that's what we call the Keynesian endpoint, is when there is a huge jump in the amount of interest rates the U.S. Or the federal governments have to pay to keep up with that debt. So that Keynesian endpoint can come at any time. And we're at the end of history. There's never been a situation where such large countries have been in this point. So the answer is when the Keynesians start to get nervous, the bond vigilantes come out, they start selling, they start demanding higher interest rates. The higher interest rates affect the deficits because you have to pay, okay, which is why they readjusted. I don't know if you got my note, Kate. I sent it to you on Twitter. I actually signed up for Twitter just for you, Kate, okay?
Yay!
So the CBOE, you remember when they passed the debt deal, okay, in January, they underestimated the Obama debt deal by $450 billion, I believe. It was $450 billion because they forgot they had to actually pay interest.
They had to pay interest. We'll talk more about that on the flip side. Saul Alben hanging through with us. People love you, Saul. I even got a few questions for you. So stay with us. We're going back to Norway in just a second.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Balance. Harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Conversation with Saul album. Saul, that's what we need. We need some electric shocks, some of that K-pop. Pretty good stuff to get us going. That's positive news, right?
Yeah, I felt like I was back in England.
England, that's true. They play a lot of Korean pop music in England. Very good. Very nice. Nice reference there. All right, something you sent me a chart with total spending. And, you know, $3.6 trillion, and then you break it down. And in the chart, Social Security's on there, Medicare, Medicaid, defense, non-defense discretionary spending, what we have there. What's going to happen here? I started asking that question about the debt ceiling and the push and where we're all headed with that. And there's massive concern over Social Security. Even Obama threatened, you know, March 27th, the government could shut down. You won't get your Social Security check. And the soldiers won't be paid. The military won't get their checks. Why do we keep ending up in this same situation?
Sure, Kate. One hand wants to spend and the other hand doesn't. Or more likely is they're just bought off by their interests, and this is we're we have a difference of philosophies. I mean, they really believe that that their spending actually creates wealth, and the Republicans actually believe that their military spending is actually keeping us secure. And it both have the wrong religions, and they're both being paid by their constituents to keep the status quo. You know, and which the young people out there especially should be listening and should be upset about, and that it's just total dysfunction, a total non-understanding of economic history and economic theory, and or even, you know, if you're not convinced that the free markets work by now, there's no amount of evidence that's ever going to convince you. So this is a religion, and it's just the dysfunction. It's political, and I don't know what's going to get cut and not going to get cut or taxes, because it's a political decision. I'm a finance guy. We need to do is start having a round table with me and some politicians, because then the politicians or your political your political pundits, because the biggest investment bank in the world is the Fed, is Washington, D.C.,
Right.
That's where all the money's coming from.
Sure, absolutely. One of the things you also say, and this is interesting as we talk about looking for certain factors, what happens with gold. You and I have talked about gold before, but you say watch silver because you're saying it's, you're going to see where it's up and down. Why is that?
Yeah, so there's about the same amount, I shouldn't say, or dollar for dollar or dollar for ounce, there's a lot less silver than there is in gold. Okay, so if someone wanted to buy $100 worth of gold or $100 worth of silver, I believe that there's about only four times more silver. Okay, so and I'm maybe misquoting on that. So the listeners out there have to Google this for themselves. So ratio, just Google ratio silver gold. Okay, and because there's a small ratio between the actual physical than the dollar amount, if someone says, okay, I want to buy half gold, half silver, it blows up the price of silver because there's just less silver to the dollar. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So when the capital starts going flooding, which it just did into silver last year, it really buys out the price. And the silver ETF had to buy 18 million ounces of silver just to keep up with demand in their ETF. Okay, so what an ETF is, just think of it like a stock that just owns silver. It doesn't own a company. It just owns ounces of silver. So it bought literally 572 tons or 18.3 million ounces of silver. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm wrong, in January. Okay, in January. Okay, so it just blew out. And then also the Canadian or the U.S. Mint is been selling out of silver coins. So this goes into a conspiracy theory that I have not sorted out yet, and that is that a lot of the silver dealers and a lot of the gold dealers are saying that they're keep running out of silver and gold. Like everyone, they're physical, all the people like you and me and Kate and your listeners are keep buying up the coins and buying up, but the price is going down. So there's a conspiracy theory out there that the central banks or the big investment banks are manipulating or shorting or doing something. Now, I have not seen convincing evidence of that. But it's an enigma that I have not yet. That's why I haven't mentioned it on the radio for the last year and a half, because I have not figured it out yet. But if the listeners can figure that out and call you and let me know what's going on, I would appreciate that. So
I love that. End of history. We don't know how it's going to end, but it's strange. You're right. That's why you haven't brought it up. Like you said, we talk about this. This is what we're saying, and this is what you're saying from the money guy perspective. You're at the craps table, and you're just throwing the dice, and we'll see where it goes.
Pretty much. I mean, so we need to start our own business. We need to get our educations. We need to see where the market is going and understand what skills we need to have. We can invest in the market, and that's why we've been talking about it, because they're going to keep printing money into oblivion.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean hyperinflation. And, hold on tight and be flexible.
And do your homework. You say this all the time, and I think that this is This is the one thing you said. You can Google it for yourself. You can look things up. It's the same thing with stocks. Watch and see what it's doing. Don't just listen to somebody that says, oh, well, you should buy Apple or you should buy whatever, because then you don't know where you're getting in and you don't know where it started. And I think that can be risky for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, another thing I was reading about is that before we were saying, or history was saying, or career people were saying, hey, you need to specialize, okay? And that is true. But now with all the changing, you need to be ready. Now, for the first time I was hearing this from someone else other than me, you need to not only specialize, okay, but some of you out there may not be as good in specializing, and that's fine. So you may need to do what I did, which is start picking up another language and be willing to move. And not just move from to Texas where there's better jobs, or Tennessee where there's no income tax, okay? But I'm talking do what I did, which is move countries for opportunity.
Yeah, and it's exactly what Saul's done. We should tell people about your background. I mean, you grew up in the U.S. You went to school in the U.S. You've traveled many other places, and boom, you went to Norway. And how is you've been in Norway now for 2 years? Over 2 years?
Yeah, around 2 years. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, and there's opportunity here, and there's consulting clients that need a U.S. perspective, that need particular skill sets that I have.
Mm.
Now it would have been easier if they would have offered Norwegian in school when I was a kid, but there's only 4.5 million Norwegians, so they're not going to be teaching that in school. But what would be valuable for the listeners and to say, hey, look, there's another model. It's not just specialize and pick up skills and do that. Is that because opportunity is not always going to be there in the U.S. anymore. The competitive advantage that was built up in the U.S. in the late 1800s is no longer there. The U.S. no longer has the best school system. It has the best university system, but it doesn't, by far, has a terrible school system. It no longer has the lowest taxes. It no longer has the best regulation. It's in a fiscal nightmare. And taxes are going to go up huge. Regulation's not going to go anywhere. Labor's not flexible. It's not the best place anymore to start businesses. So the listeners out there have to understand that your state, that your nation has betrayed you and is no longer competitive, or the America that you were indoctrinated to believe. And you need to be able to be flexible, pick up another language, and move somewhere. Maybe it's Mexico, maybe it's Canada, maybe it's Japan, maybe it's Singapore, maybe it's China, or maybe it's across the street. That's fine. But you need to understand you have to go where your skills are needed.
Yeah, and how sad is that, Saul? As you said, your nation has betrayed you, and this is what people are so upset about, and why Congress's approval ratings are so low, because we keep seeing what's going on. And it has changed a lot of things in the United States. And you're right. You have to be flexible. Even if you're in the United States, you're staying in the United States, you have to be very flexible about what you're doing with your life and what your career, what your job is. You can't think that you're just going to go somewhere and work and get the gold watch at the end and have a pension and all that. Those days are so almost gone for everyone.
Mm-hmm. No, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. But that part's okay. Where we need to get better is being able to apply your skill sets. So you have to find the skill sets that are wanted, that you like, and apply them. And when we get back, next time you have me on, Kate, we'll get back to the business guide. I just didn't have time last
love
night
it.
When you
yep.
when you emailed me.
Yeah, yeah, I love ready. It. I love it. You are terrific, and I love that end of history. There's never been so much debt or money printing in all of human history. No one knows how this will end. So apropos of you. Saul Albom, we will talk to you again down the road. We'll get back to the business of business, and thank you so much. Give your lovely wife a hug from all of us in Norway. The Mrs. Albom is just terrific. It's fun to talk to you on the phone, too. I'm going to have to learn Norwegian. Saul, thanks so much.
You got it, Kate. Bye-bye.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Turned upside down, and I like to think I'm in it just right there. Tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. These are lyrics that we've heard a million times. But have we ever heard the lyrics to the song after they're put in Google Translate? Probably not, because that's ridiculous, and I have no idea why anyone would do that. But that's what we're all about at CDZA. So let's take the lyrics to the song, put it in Google Translate, and we'll translate it to the world's most spoken language, Mandarin Chinese. We'll take the results and then translate it back into English. All right, this is what the song would sound like. Let's do it.
Born and raised in West Philadelphia on the playground where I spent my days. Behold, apricot, relaxing on pool. Shoot some b-ball outside of school. When a couple of guys, they do not get start making trouble in my neighborhood. A little afraid to hit me and my mom. She said,
you?
I was a four cab, and when it came near, press on a license plate so good, mirror dice. It could be an American say that this cab was rare, but I don't think you get it. Your home, Bel Air. I pulled the house about 7 or 8. I yelled, your home, play your later taxi driver. Looked at my king, I was finally there. Prince of Bel Air, sitting on my throne.
That's great, but we're not going to stop there. We're going to take the lyrics to the song and translate it through 5 of the world's most spoken languages. Mandarin Chinese, Spanish, Hindi, Arabic, and Portuguese. We're going to take the lyrics and then translate it back to English. This is what it's going to sound like.
That. Oh, you never know what you're going to get here on America Tonight. Some levity. We need it, don't we? Kate Delaney hanging out with you on the final turn of this hour of America Tonight. Boy, we filled in a lot of the blanks there. The Lance Armstrong nonsense, a little bit of finance, kicking it around with Saul album to add to the depression of how terrible it is when it comes to jobs and what your skills are. And then some old school mixed it up with a thump, thump, thump and translate it through Google. Charles in Charge, that was pretty funny, pretty clever.
CDZA, YouTube CDZA, and you can get more of that crazy stuff. Those guys put that together.
Yeah, clever. Very, very, very well done. Boy, that takes me back thinking of the Prince of Bel-Air. How long was that? That's 90s. Something mid-90s, I want to say, right?
Yeah, but how does Google get environmental problems? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But it was clever. I like it, though. It's clever. One thing that wasn't clever, as we throw out a few odds and ends, really strange things that happened, was this story that I found when I was Googling around today. Actually, someone sent me a link to it. But the sailors on a U.S. Navy mine sweep that smashed into a coral reef in the Philippines left the ship because they had to, they said safety reasons, they couldn't get it free. The ship ran aground while it was going through a marine park. It is this coral sanctuary in the Sulu Sea, which is about 400 miles southwest of Manila. They didn't have oil leaks or injuries or any of that kind of stuff, but this was a protected coral reef designated by UNESCO. It's a World Heritage Site. So the U.S. Navy 7th Fleet said 72 of the 79 on the USS Guardian were transferred to a support vessel by a small boat, and they're trying to free the ship with minimal environmental impact because they just couldn't get it free. So they're trying to figure out how can they do it. There's this choppy winds and, obviously seas and strong winds and rough seas and all that is what they're attributing to the reason why they smashed into it. The stern was floating in the blue water. The Navy said the cause of the grounding is still under investigation. What is it with boats and ground? Hopefully they weren't waving to anyone because there wasn't anyone to wave to, I would think. But this is what happens. Depending on how much the reef is damaged, the government imposes a fine of about $300 per square yard of the damaged coral. Greenpeace, for example, was fined $7,000 after they struck a reef in that same area. That's a convenient reef, isn't it? We need some more money. Let's see if any boats get trapped. I never heard of that before, though. And there was that many of that crew, you know, almost 80 guys, they had to move them off of there, and they're still, like I said, trying to figure out how that happened and get the thing loose. They got to get it loose, figure out a way to do that because they're, you know, they're stuck. I don't know how many of you watch. You know, we just did that little clever music piece that Charles played. How many of you watch American Idol? You know, maybe your kids like it. Maybe you like it. I don't know if you'll fess up to it, but American Idol has its lowest, is having its lowest ratings ever and least watched regular season premiere they had. You know, the total amount delivered audience-wise, 17.9 million viewers, but that's down 19% from last year's opener. Well, you know, part of the problem is probably because it's musical chairs of who they put the judges on this show keep changing. I don't know, maybe that's
part of it.
Yeah, it's old hat. That's it, exactly. You, something runs its course, and we have short attention spans. Boom, some, think about it. You watch some show, and you love it, and then you're, then that's it. You know, you're done with it, whatever the show is.
Longer than Jersey Shore, right?
Yeah. So American Idol is still, though, if I'm the network and I'm getting 17.9 viewers, I don't know that I'm that disappointed. Look around and look at what some of the other shows are drawing. It is almost 20% down, but still doing okay if you go and look at the ratings of other shows and what they're bringing in. I mean, I'll give you an example. So that's the Fox show. It's 2 hours. And if you go to ABC and you look at their popular shows, like Modern Family gets over 11 million viewers, so that's still not 17 million. That's huge for them. The closest to that is another sitcom called Middle. That gets like 8 million viewers. If you go to Criminal Minds, that's 12 million viewers. So why are they complaining? Tuesday's NCIS had 22.9 million viewers. That would be the only thing that topped it.
They got to get like first season singers to be judges.
They do.
That would work.
They do. They have to make. I think they have to make it as young. I think they have to make the judges younger because they're reaching out to a younger audience. And how are people getting their music delivered to them and all of that kind of stuff? That plays into it. And If the numbers are 19-20% down because it's been there, people have already seen it, I think they reached something completely different. All right, so the president has a big weekend coming up. It's inauguration weekend in Washington, D.C. Certainly nothing like 2008. One of the things that they're doing that is kind of interesting, though, is inviting a lot of regular people, 8 Americans, citizen co-chairs of his inauguration, with examples of things that have been improved since the president's presidency, since he started 4 years ago. And I wonder the people that they dug up. I wonder who those people are. We'll see. We'll see. Any thoughts on the show? I always say this at the end. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988.